7:32 on WCLU. Jennifer Fritsch is joining me in the studio, teacher at Glasgow Middle School. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I am good.
Well,
how
good.
About you?
I'm doing great now that I have my Mustang Sally.
Yes.
And you've got a Bee Perky, I believe.
Is
that right?
Yes. And
all
it's very
right.
good. I've never had one.
We want to thank our sponsors at the Hive Coffee and Bakehouse. What a really cool place to go. And we appreciate them sponsoring Coffee and Conversation here on the radio. You're on our newscast today. Did you know that?
Well, not until I walked in. And heard my name being introduced.
You know,
like, okay.
And of course, we had the breaking story a couple of months ago when the news happened. Congratulations, Hall of Fame.
Yes, thank you so much.
The Kentucky Teacher Hall of Fame at Western Kentucky University is where this is housed.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be initiated, I guess, tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, inducted at 12 o'clock.
All right. I know that's going to be a big day.
It is, and it's like I said, it's still very surreal. I don't know if it's actually like really hit me yet.
Let's go back to when it was announced. How did you find out about it first? I'm curious.
Okay, well, this is a great story actually, because I was in my fourth period advanced art class, and we had just started. It was extreme blue white day because there was a big ball game that night. And I had already, like, we were working on our painted shoes, which is, like, probably one of the biggest projects for my advanced art class. My daughter and her friends are actually in that class.
Oh, cool.
And so Miss Bartley came in, and she was like, I need to steal a few kids. And then she kind of picked which ones. And I was like, okay. They all went to the hallway. And then Mr. Stinson came in a few minutes behind, and he was like, you know, you all are doing one of my very favorite projects. And I was like, yes, I know. Like, this has always been one of the very favorite projects. And then Miss Bartley came in with my, like, with the kiddos, and I was standing there and I was sorting stuff out. And my daughter had a little book, and she gave it to me, and everybody had already started to kind of hover around, and I was like, what is going on? And so I opened it, and in it, it said, you know, the three inducted into the Hall of Fame, and my picture was there. And I went silent. I was just so surprised.
Truly a wow moment.
Yeah, and I was like, what is going on here? And then it just took me a minute to just look at it. And then it went silent, and then I just burst into tears.
Oh, wow.
Just burst into tears. And
well, that was so special. Your daughter got to be a part of that.
Yes, it was.
And I mean, that is so cool.
And I didn't realize how the whole moment transpired, you know, and then but Mr. Stinson had caught it on video.
Okay.
And so when I actually saw the video, I was like, wow, it's like reliving it. But it was still in awe, I guess.
Well,
still hadn't,
you know,
resonated.
Well deserved.
Well, I know you.
I've heard a lot of good things, and you've been teaching for a little while. How many years have you been at Glasgow Middle School?
This is year 23.
Okay.
So.
And walk us back to the very beginning, though. When did you you started as an art teacher?
I started as an art teacher. I first got my degree in art, so I got a painting degree,
okay.
A BFA, and then I had a minor in art history, and then I graduated, and I was like, well, what am I going to do? You know, because I was like, that was a time, you know, you basically had to. If you wanted to be a productive artist, you actually had to, like, move. Because right. It was, like, before the internet really took off.
Exactly,
I was like, well, what am I going to do now? So I had registered to become a family therapist. And so I was going to go into that degree program. And then I taught a summer at a little summer arts day camp.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, man, maybe this is what I want to do. And instead of doing the therapy program, I went straight into art ed.
Okay,
and then,
wonderful.
Been here ever since.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, that is fascinating.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
It was a long road getting there.
Well, and you look back, and it's like been a fast road.
It's very fast. Like, absolutely.
Time goes by quickly, yes. What's your favorite part of dealing with students on a daily basis? I'm just curious about that.
Well, first of all, the light bulb moments when the kids who, like, there are so many kids that come into my class and they truly do not think they are good at art, or they may have been told that they were not good at art, or whatever. And so many kids think that to be good at art, you have to be a realist. You have to be able to paint and to do sculpture and to do all of these, you know, realistic things. And so when they come into my class, I'm like, no, like, that is just part of it. The rest of it is you experimenting. So the light bulb moments when they realize, like, oh, wow, like, I can do this.
And I'm sure there have been many students that that art has changed their life because yes. they never thought about it beforehand. But I like yes. how you word it. The light bulb moment makes yes. them see that they have a talent, and mm-hmm. they're going to use it. And,
yep.
and they keep on keeping on. And yep. that's great.
And I've had so many former students that go on to be either a professional artist as a in their field, or they do it on the side, or, you know, and then I get the kids of those kids. I still call them kids.
Right.
And, you know, they were like, my mom told me so much about how much she loved your class. And so that's even more wild, I guess.
I understand. Where did you go to school at?
High school.
For your art degree?
Oh, Western.
At Western Kentucky University.
Yeah.
That's pretty special that the Hall of Fame is housed at yes. Western Kentucky University.
Yes.
Because back in the day when you were walking that hill, you never dreamed of this.
No. And in fact, it used to be held in Frankfurt. I think.
Yes, I and believe then, so. And then it was moved.
They moved it right. to Western, since Western had the teaching education program. So, to kind of go back to my alma mater, and I was able to, you know, create a guest list of who I wanted to be there. And so many of my former professors.
Oh, wonderful.
I asked them to be part of it.
That is wonderful.
You know, without them, there wouldn't be me where I am today.
And right.
So my success is their success.
Tomorrow will be somewhat like a homecoming for you, won't it?
Yes. I do know of, I'm pretty sure, two professors that are going to be there.
Okay.
Hopefully three, but I know of two.
So it's going to be
humbling.
Definitely so. Special indeed.
Yes.
Well, what's happening in your program right now at Glasgow Middle School? What's the most exciting thing you've got going on, I guess?
This one is a big one, and we kind of kept it hush-hush for a little while. But back in March, I learned about this really cool art projection show in Panama City Beach.
Okay.
And as soon as I found out about it, I texted Mr. Stinson. I was like, we need to do this. Like, this is so cool. And so when I came back from Panama City, I came up with a list of kids. Like, these would be the best kids to get this program implemented. And so we were able to take 10 students' artwork, and it was sent in to this show. And then it is going to be displayed this weekend in Panama City.
Wow.
The show is called Public Eyesore, and it is an art projection arts festival. And so I had 10 students submit and between 5 and 10 pieces.
That is great.
And so their artwork is going to be projected anywhere between 10 and 50 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
That is so cool. Awesome. And then they also will get a digital portfolio so that they can also submit that work. But like, for that amount of time, you know, their artwork is going to be, it's going to have their name, it's
right.
going to be where they're from, and then it is going to have their artwork projected. And each student will get their artwork rotated twice.
Well, that is just so cool. Students get to build resumes now.
Yes.
They're going to start early with this, aren't they?
Yes.
And yes.
So I was like, we're going to start with 10 this year. And then I submitted work, too. So it's kind of cool. And then hopefully next year, the program will just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Okay.
And that will keep. And as of the summer, we were the only school outside of Florida to be in this projection show. Now, there could have been others that had learned about it after then, but from what I understand, like, we were the first
wonderful
school.
Well, that is great.
Of Panama City. So.
Well, you know, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That is a huge deal.
It is. And in fact, like, that's where I was expected to go this weekend. Each kid that went Their parent had to go and they had to take them because we didn't have bus transportation.
Exactly.
So I originally was planning to go to Panama City this weekend. And so when I learned that I won the Hall of Fame, Miss Bartley just came up to me and she said, "Looks like you're not going to be going to Panama City." And I was like, "Well, yeah, but I mean, like, this is bigger." So.
Oh, yeah. Next year you'll make
it,
right?
Next year we'll make it. So,
well, that's a huge honor. And,
yes.
And I'm sure, I'm guessing there's a possibility you might be able to live stream some things and see what's going on.
I think
in
they do.
Panama
and
City?
They do. And then they do like an on demand kind of thing. But they will show part of it. I'm not sure if it'll actually be live streamed. But we are going to have a couple of parents there who will be recording.
Okay, wonderful.
You know, when the students' work comes up, they'll get as much as they can.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it's super exciting.
That is just a huge honor. And
yeah.
Not just for you and that class, but just for the program itself at Glasgow Middle School.
Yes.
And for Glasgow schools.
Yes.
It's great.
It's fun. I can't wait to see it. And I was like, well, next year, you know, I'll be there. But hopefully next year we can get a lot more kids and maybe convince them to support transportation.
You know, I'm sure there are some light bulb moments happening with peers of these kids, and I'd love to do that.
And we kept it kind of quiet because when the submission deadline was going to be, and we're like, well, we want to be the first ones, you know, to do this, and then, you know, now other people will learn about it, but like we wanted to be.
Well, congratulations. That is just a huge honor, and your program is just moving right along.
It is.
It's good.
I'm proud of that program.
Good.
I'm proud of what the kids do and the support in this, you know, Glasgow has been so good at supporting the arts and supporting my program, and it has really let the kids shine.
Wonderful.
And explore and take off. And
wonderful.
That's exciting.
Well, you are greatly appreciated, and it's just exciting to see what's going on. And I appreciate you coming in and sharing a little bit with us this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And congratulations one more time on the Kentucky Teacher Hall of Fame. You're going to be shining tomorrow, and I hope it's a great day for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer Fritsch, with us this morning from Glasgow Middle School. It is 7:45. Good morning.